4.8.
The first question was, tell us something about yourself. Here, Alejandro makes two major mistakes. Firstly, his response is too short. All your answers should be between 20 seconds and 2 minutes. Secondly, he has made the common mistake of simply repeating details from his CV. You should use this opportunity to demonstrate your skills and experience relevant for the post you are being interviewed for. Now, his second answer about what he learnt at university sounds impressive, but it's a bit confusing. It feels like Alejandro has just listed some of the options on his degree course, and he doesn't demonstrate that he has learnt anything. He doesn't go into enough detail or relate his answer to the requirements of the position. With this question, I think the employer is really interested in real-life transferable skills that Alejandro will be able to use in the position he has applied for. When Alejandro starts talking about the kinds of things he worries about, I think the interviewer would really start to get a bit worried at this point. His answer about work is okay, but he goes on far too long. I think he mentioned the environment to sound serious, but he didn't go into any detail. And his fear of tropical diseases, well, that's not something I'd share in an interview. If I were Alejandro, I'd stick to common professional concerns and keep my answer brief. The question about whether Alejandro is an ambitious person is an excellent opportunity to talk about career plans which include your prospective employer. Don't mention any professional objectives if they don't include the organisation that is interviewing you. It's best to talk about how you are looking forward to developing a lasting relationship with the company interviewing you.